inflation, painful. You know, if you didn't realize when companies start to go out repairing roads, for example, let's say it's $100 to fix that road. Well, all of a sudden inflation comes along. All of a sudden it's $110, $120, and you're in the middle of the project. Funding dries up because you've overrun the estimates. And Michigan's prosperity, competitiveness, and quality of life depend on modern, reliable infrastructure. So says Jim Holcomb, the president and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. He's joining me now on the program. Jim, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve.
I mean, the people don't realize, yes, inflation costs you at the grocery store, but inflation really is detrimental to public works projects. Big projects can really get hurt hard, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. The input costs for our roads and infrastructure are going up, and every year that we don't do something to really have a long-term fix, those costs are going to just steadily increase. Also, just having the bad roads that we have. I know just this year I've replaced two windshields and a tire. That's just another hidden tax because we haven't maintained our roads on drivers across the state.
Let me ask you something else, in keeping an eye on the legislature this week. A return to prevailing wage, getting rid of right to work, that's also going to increase costs of building roads and bridges and such, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Right off the bat, prevailing wage, any publicly funded project where there's money in there, regardless of the skill level of the worker, whether they're union or not, you're going to be mandated to pay a higher wage. So we see that as just inefficient use of taxpayer dollars and something we shouldn't be doing. But elections have consequences, and this is now the situation we find ourselves in.
They do. But you know, and I was reading about this because, listen, infrastructure is part of what makes Michigan competitive. Having good roads, I mean, you've heard it for as long as I have, Jim. People come here and go, Lord, what is wrong with your roads? It's just awful. So companies don't want to come here if they drive down the road and they get their fillings knocked out, right? Now, look, I see a lot of projects going on right now. But when you couple that with eliminating the right to work, reimposing prevailing wage, these are all anti-competitive bids against the entire state of Michigan, aren't they?
No, they absolutely are. We've been having a lot of conversation recently in the legislature and in the public about economic development and how to attract the good-paying jobs to Michigan. Both of these proposals, we think, strike right at the heart of being antithetical to that. We think it not only makes us less competitive to attract jobs, but makes us less competitive to retain some of the jobs we have here. Business owners here in Michigan have to look at their costs in the future, and unfortunately, I think this is going to force some of them to relocate out of the state.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, look, you've got to have things you can count on. Roads are one of them. Having the ability to compete against, you know, the companies in your industry, whatever it may be. So how do we get there? I mean, how do we fix the problem here? Right now, $3.9 billion annual funding shortfall just to fix roads and bridges, not even taking into the complicating factors of what the legislature is doing, right? I mean, we're just money short. We had the biggest budget in state history at $77 billion, and we're still short, you're telling me.
Absolutely, we're short. It's over decades of lack of investment here in Michigan. As you said earlier, we just have more and more roads going into poor condition, which makes them six times more costly to bring up to where we need them. And so what we haven't done for decades, that price tag is coming due now. And we need to look. You're right. We need more money. And there's only two ways to get it. You're either going to raise taxes or you're going to reallocate spending somewhere else. And we're probably going to have to take a good hard look at the budget. What dollars are not restricted? How do we use most efficiently our federal and state dollars that we have? What can be done at a local level? And how are we going to put together a plan? And it can't be a Band-Aid. It can't be for three years or 5 years. What are we going to have so in 10, 20, 30 years, we're actually on a path of sustainability and a modernized infrastructure? Because as you said earlier, you know, good infrastructure, it's about our prosperity for our citizens. It's about economic growth and competitiveness. And it's about quality of life. And we want to have all of those thriving here in Michigan.
We sure do. I think there's one more way to raise revenue for roads. That's expand the tax base. And how do you do that? By attracting good companies to come here. And we're not doing well in that regard. I mean, I see Kentucky and other states getting big projects that we didn't. And so expanding the tax base. How do you do that? By having good infrastructure, by having a good plan, at least, to put good infrastructure in place. Right now, I don't know that we even have a good plan at $4 billion short. What do you say?
You're right. We absolutely need, we need people here not only to attract the new jobs, but we need them to fill the jobs we have. One of the biggest concerns my members have is having the talent they need for current jobs. The actions we're taking now are making us less competitive. You look at a state like Tennessee, where we unfortunately had lost some projects too recently, they put right to work in their constitution. We have 28 states that have right to work laws in statute or constitution, and what we're doing is taking a step back from competing against those states for the good paying jobs and jobs future we need here in Michigan.
And prevailing wage will force the cost of roads and bridges and everything else higher. Now, it won't make it. We're $3.9 billion short, and we're going to force the cost higher to build these things that we absolutely have to have, right?
Absolutely. And we're taking taxpayer dollars to fund these projects and then saying we're going to waste the money and make it less efficient and get more taxpayer dollars just to pay more for political patronage. And it's just, it's not a good model. It's not sustainable. And it's putting us farther behind the eight ball. And we're going to have to find our way out of this.
And so, to me, and I'm not going to ask you to get political on this. I'll make the to me, it looks like a political payback to the unions. That's the way it looks from where I'm sitting. And that's not productive for you or me or the folks that go to work every day in Michigan and pay their taxes and drive on those roads and go over those bridges. We need those people respected, don't we, Jim?
Oh, we do. And public polling shows that even among union households, people are not in favor of repealing right to work. People will recall when we passed right to work laws back in 2012, it was right after a ballot proposal that would have enshrined in the Constitution that we couldn't be right to work. And the public said absolutely no to that. And then the legislature came back and passed the statute. What we have now is, it is political patronage. This whipsawing of major public policy isn't good for the state. We need to be attractive to everyone who wants to come to Michigan to live, work, raise a family, start a business, be an entrepreneur. And we need to work on the policies to make sure we can achieve those goals.
Absolutely agree with you. Jim Holcomb is the president of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Obviously, everybody's getting back on their feet, still kind of dusting themselves off, those that came through the pandemic. Jim, we need all the help we can get. We need assistance from the state. We don't need hurdles, roadblocks, and more things to slow us down. I'll give you the last word.
You're absolutely right. We need to grow Michigan. We need to increase our population. We need to make sure we have the talented workforce that we have and grow that, because there's a lot to offer in Michigan, and we need to make sure we're attracting everyone here to be part of it.
I totally agree. Jim Holcomb, always an optimist. Of course he is. He's a business owner. We're all optimists in the end. Jim, greatly appreciate you being here as always, my friend.
Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.
There you have it. From the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, that was the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Jim Holcomb, a good guy that believes in this country, believes in what we're doing. And look, he knows that we can't continue to put roadblocks in front of growth in Michigan. We need growth. We need jobs, we need security, and we need a future. I'll take a break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be back in a moment. The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Great high school athletes learn a lot more from playing multiple sports. They improve their hand-eye-foot coordination. They work different muscle groups. They learn from different coaching styles and teammates. They learn the benefits of being the star of one team and the backup who makes the stars shine on another. Be wise. Don't specialize. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.